There was one previous study done in 2008, but it wasn't the same sort of criteria that I was looking at. It was looking at diet and population only in the Kerr Nature Reserve. As I studied the population in three different sites, and I studied where they're spreading all across the Isle of Man. So that's the first time that that's been mapped. I also addressed some of the wallaby myths that are going around, whereas the previous study didn't do that either. So it is quite a novel research topic, and it hasn't really been studied in depth before. No one really wants to conserve them, unfortunately, because they're an invasive species, but a lot of the animals in the Isle of Man are an invasive species, like hedgehogs and hares and rabbits. We don't really have any native animals per se. But the next step would definitely for someone to continue this research. So for someone to actually better understand the population across the Isle of Man, not just in the sites that I've studied. So really there needs to be someone to come over and continue my research and continue the methods and just keep up to date with, is the wallaby number increasing, decreasing, and where are they going? So before I did my research, no one really mapped where the wallabies were. People would see them out in the streets and on the roads, and they'd have no one to report it to. So I made a Facebook page called IOM Wallaby Sightings, and people were able to report their sightings, and I mapped it on a big map of the Isle of Man. And from that we can see that wallabies aren't just in the Curran and Balath, they're actually kind of out on the main roads like in Sulby, and they're kind of spreading down towards the south. There are most of the plantations on the island now, and no one knew that before my research was a thing. So wallabies just eat really common species of grasses, sedges, they eat a bit of tree leaves as well, and they actually eat gorse, which was really surprising for everyone to find out. There was a concern that the wallabies were eating the orchids that are at this site, particularly in close Sartfield, but the wallabies aren't eating the orchids, the hares are actually eating the orchids, and I did a fecal study and it was great. Did a fecal study to look at their diet, and it was in the hare feces and not the wallaby.